Can you name a date on the calendar that you'd rather skip? Maybe it's more like a week or so that you don't want to relive. I am in that season right now. Even though it's been years since my son died, I still wrestle with the annual reminder of the deep grief I experienced. Do you have a day like that? If so, then you'll be encouraged by what the Bible has to say about what really rough days do for us. I memorized a passage from 1 Peter at the time so that I would remember that trials prove my faith is for real. I would never sign up for the many trials that I've endured, but I would never trade the benefits of how those trials have refined and purified me. Today, we're going to look at a precious promise of God and discover things really do get better. Relatively speaking, trials don't last that long. Trials can make us bitter or better. I'm looking forward to telling you how God can use suffering for your good and His glory. So stay with me. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am honored to spend the next few minutes with you. I base my weekly messages on a few Bible verses, and I give you a declaration that I always encourage you to say out loud. The Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, if you've experienced trials, it's important for you to examine your heart. I want to help you fill your heart and mind with God's word so that the overflow of your heart will empower your tongue with truth. I promise you, there is power to speaking life when you feel like you're dying inside. Before getting into today's scripture, I want to point out that the chapter and verse delineations in our Bible didn't accompany the original text. They were added later to help us find our way around. I'm going to focus on a portion of two consecutive verses today, and I don't want to distract from the profound truth in the last part of verse 6 and the first part of verse 7 that is tucked into 1 Peter chapter 1. So I want you to listen to just that little portion of those two verses right now from the New Living Translation. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. I love how this translation declares there is wonderful joy ahead. Even though you and I struggle to see the silver lining at times, there is wonderful joy ahead for all who trust in Jesus. Now, receiving that joy might start with believing and speaking this truth. Trials prove my faith is for real. Will you say that with me? Trials prove my faith is for real. I want you to hold on to the promise that things really do get better. There is wonderful joy ahead, my friend, even if we don't experience the fullness of joy until heaven. Joy unspeakable absolutely awaits us in heaven, so hang in there. David wrote in the Psalms that weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Right after 1 Peter 1:6 assures us there is wonderful joy ahead, it gives us this curious time frame, in a little while. Well, I don't know about you, but I can endure almost anything for a little while. The precious women at my church gifted me registration to a retreat in the Santa Cruz Mountains about a month or so after my son had died. Now, at the end of the weekend, the speaker invited anyone with a need to come forward for a little one-on-one exchange. Of course, I tearfully told her about my son's death, and she gently took me by the hands, looked right into my soul, and said these three things to me. Angels make great babysitters. You'll see your son again. It'll only be a little while, Jesus is coming soon. I had already committed 1 Peter 1:6 to memory by the time I attended the retreat, and those three little words, a little while, brought me so much hope. I can't even tell you the weight that lifted in that moment. I know I will be with Jesus one day, and until then, I can cling to the promise that things really do get better. My friend, here's another promise tucked into 1 Peter that you can absolutely hold on to. Relatively speaking, trials don't last long. The Bible tells us that God has a way different perception of time than you and I do. In fact, it's Peter's second letter that says, "A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day." God may ask you to endure a difficult trial, but it helps to keep it in perspective. First, I try to see things from God's perspective and tell myself that I can endure almost anything for a little while. And then I want to believe and speak the truth that I put into today's declaration. Trials prove my faith is for real. Will you say that again with me? Trials prove my faith is for real. Now, I'll be honest, it's hard to see from God's perspective, and there are times when I need a little reassurance. I will never forget how God spoke to me the first time my son's birthday came along after his death. Now, I was driving to pick up my 8-month-old from the babysitter, and I was grumbling to God. I was saying something like, "I'm supposed to be planning a birthday party, but instead I'm taking flowers to a grave." As I neared the babysitter's house, I could see her carrying my baby away from her house. So I opened my window and she called out, "I'm just walking down to the mailbox. I'll be right back." Well, Scotty was too little to figure out where his mommy's voice was coming from, and so he kind of moved around and looked all uncomfortable, but then he just settled back down into the babysitter's arms, just relaxed and content, knowing that he was in good hands. And in that moment, I switched from grumbling to thanking God. I was thanking him for such a good caregiver that he had provided for my son, Scotty. And in that moment, God tenderly revealed himself to me. I heard his still small voice saying, "I'm a good caregiver too. You'll see your son again. It'll only be a little while. Think of it as a walk to the mailbox and back." I tell you what, I can endure almost anything for a little while when I remember to hold on to promises like that one, and also remember that relatively speaking, trials don't last long. Now, I don't necessarily agree with the saying, "Time heals all wounds," but I can promise you that all healing takes time. Some healing takes a really long time. Healing deep wounds also takes work. But my friend, I want you to press in and do the work, because trials can make us bitter or better. I intend to unpack that bitter or better concept in just a minute, but first I want to ask a favor of you. Would you please tap or click on that like button and also share this message with a friend? If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that, and also turn on the notifications by tapping or clicking on that bell. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and your support. All right, one of the things that can make us bitter is blaming God for allowing us to suffer. Why would a loving God allow such agonizing pain? Now, I asked him that question, and he answered through 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Again, I memorized a whole portion of that chapter, and it really spoke to me. The verse that I learned in the NIV version went like this: "These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." I allow God to refine my faith, and I can honestly say that God has revealed himself to me in greater, deeper ways because of it. My faith is solid. Here's what I learned through my suffering. Believing God has the power to meet all my needs requires a certain level of faith, but depending solely on him to meet them exemplifies faith. In other words, my belief wasn't really faith until it was tested. God did love me, and he wanted to show me just how deeply he loved me. But first, I had to trust him. I had to really believe. And because I did, and because I continue to trust God has a right and a reason for every trial I go through, my trials have made me better instead of bitter. A dear friend of mine sent out a text to the members of our small group with her thoughts on qualities that she saw in each one of us. Next to my name, she had written, persevering in suffering. Now, mind you, this was many years after my son's death. No one has to tell me that life is hard. I didn't sign up to be known as a person who perseveres through suffering, but I can testify to this. God reveals himself through painful trials, and it absolutely results in praise, glory, and honor. I am honored to be known as someone who perseveres in suffering, and I hope my testimony will help you look for God to reveal himself to you in the midst of your trials, because trials can make us bitter or better. I long for you to take to heart the promises that I shared with you today from 1 Peter. Let go of any bitterness and watch how God refines you as someone with faith that is pure and more precious than gold. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the promises in 1 Peter that there is wonderful joy ahead. And that, yes, we will have to endure suffering. Another part of the scripture says that we shouldn't be surprised when we suffer. It's just a part of life here on planet Earth. But Father, we don't walk alone. We have your Spirit to guide us. We have your presence, God, to comfort us. And so, Father, I pray right now for anyone who is persevering through a difficult trial right now, Lord, that what they see and hear and know, Father God, about you would result in praise and glory and honor. Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would speak to them, just like you did to me that day when you said that you were a good babysitter, you were a good caregiver, and that it won't be long. Jesus is coming soon. We can endure for just a little while longer, because Jesus is coming soon. Thank you so much for that promise, Lord. Be with us as we suffer. Give us strength. Make us people that others admire and look to so we can say, it's because of God. Glory belongs to Jesus alone. Lord, we thank you and we do give you all the praise that you are due. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I sure appreciate you, and I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a comment about how trials have impacted your faith in God. Also, be sure to tap or click that like button and subscribe if you haven't already and turn on the notifications. A great video to watch next is called What the Bible Really Says About Good Things Coming to Those Who Wait. It talks about persevering through trials. So you just click the thumbnail that you're going to see on your right. And I hope you will share today's declaration with a friend, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.